はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京。
サバイバルフレーズナンバー23。
ヨシです。
高瀬です。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 23. As always, are brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, we are back. Nagasaki connection. Wow, you guys seem very well today. Yes, we have a bit of a dark topic today. Yes, today we're going to be speaking about our one and only Takase-san's favorite season of the year. Takase-san, what is your favorite season of the year? It's dark. It's wet. It is...
Tsuyu.
Rainy season. Yes. Once a year, Japan turns into a permanent one-month rainstorm. Well, it's not that bad, but it's pretty bad. Right, Takase-san?
Yes, it really depresses you.
Come on, not you, Takase. You're always so genki. Genki ippai.
No, it's really depressing.
Yoshi-san, when does the season come to town?
In June.
Yes, June and sometimes late May, but usually around June. And it goes through the beginning of July. So it's a large period where maybe every other day it's raining or every day it rains a bit. And all of a sudden, it's nice, then rainstorms. Gets humid. Oh, it has it all. So, for those of you on your way to Japan, you definitely want to be aware of this, because there are a few things you're going to need to combat this. Also, we're going to give you a couple of tips on where to shop, because there are a few places that you need to know about. So what we're going to do, we're going to start off with a conversation. Up until now, we've been giving you keywords, but we think you're ready to get a conversation. So, without further ado, please listen to the following conversation. It's going to take place at a hotel. Our guest... Of course, the well-traveled Yoshi-san will be leaving the hotel, but before he leaves, he'll be asking the counter clerk, Takase-san, a quick question, okay? So, please listen and see what you can get. Here we go.
おはようございます。
おはようございます。
すみません。今日の天気はどうですか？
今日は雨です。
傘が必要ですか？
そうですね。かなり降ってます。
100円ショップは近くにありますか？
ありますよ。そこをまっすぐ行って、右にあります。
ありがとうございます。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。おはようございます。
おはようございます。
すみません。今日の天気はどうですか？
今日は雨です。
傘が必要ですか？
そうですね。かなり降ってます。
100円ショップは近くにありますか？
ありますよ。そこをまっすぐ行って右にあります。
ありがとうございます。
This time, Yoshi-san and Takase-san will give us the Japanese, and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
おはようございます。
Good morning.
おはようございます。
Good morning.
すみません。
Excuse me.
今日の天気はどうですか？
How is today's weather?
今日は雨です。
Today, it's raining.
傘が必要ですか？
Is an umbrella necessary?
そうですね。
Yes, I think so.
かなり降ってます。
It's coming down pretty hard. It's raining pretty hard.
100円ショップは近くにありますか?
Is there a 100 yen shop nearby?
ありますよ。
Yes, there is.
そこをまっすぐ行って、右にあります。
Go straight over there, turn right, and there it is.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much. All right, lots to get into there, but one very, very important thing that we want to talk about first. Yoshi-san, what is the most important word in there?
Kasa?
Ah, Yoshi-san. As the Japanese say, boo-boo, you struck out.
Oh, no.
Takase-san, what's the most important word in there? Don't let me down, Takase-san.
もちろん、 100円 shop.
Yes, the 100 yen shop. This is the equivalent to the dollar store back home or the 99 cent shop. But contrary to what we have back home, the stuff here is really nice. Right off the boat from China. And we're talking brand new things, cups, glasses, plates, utensils, food products, drinks. This is one place you want to make the most of while you're in Japan. We're talking about a 20 to 50% discount off prices at convenience stores. You definitely want to utilize this tool, but you got to know where they are. And that's why we introduced you to the question that you want to ask wherever you go, whatever town you're in. Takase-san, onegaishimasu.
100円 ショップは近くにありますか?
Yes, and until someone says...
はい、あります。
Yes, there is. Keep asking. There's a lot of them. They're all over the place, and they have really great stuff. You can stop by there, get your food for the day, get your drinks for the day, the week, and, of course, they have umbrellas. Now, Takase-san, at a convenience store, how much is an umbrella?
It's about 500 yen.
And at the 100 yen shop, Yoshi?
100 yen.
Yep. So this just gives you an idea of like the crazy discounts and stuff you can find there. Instant ramen, all kinds of stuff to get you through your trip.
You should buy all the souvenirs at this store. But...
souvenirs at this...
for your friends and family. But sometimes... they're selling some stuff cheaper than 100 yen at the store, so you might want to watch out for those items.
Yeah, sometimes there are items that you can find cheaper other places, but they charge 100 yen for them. But I think that's a small minority.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ruin my fun, Yoshi. I love this store. Okay, running short on time because we're talking about my passion here. So, and it gives you an idea of the salaries we have around here that we have to go to these stores. But let's get into some vocabulary because we want to talk more about this question.
今日の天気はどうですか?
What's today's weather? And in the dialogue, the answer was...
今日は雨です。
Today it's rainy or today it's raining. Now, the best thing about this sentence... One more time, Takase-san.
今日の天気はどうですか?
Yes, we can just take out today, which is...
今日。
And we can put in tomorrow
明日
and ask about tomorrow's weather. Can we say that, Takase?
明日の天気はどうですか?
How is tomorrow's weather? And you get the idea. Now, let's just start with the word for weather. Takase, what's the word for weather, please?
天気
Break it down.
天気天気
Okay. And we can say good weather, which is, Yoshi-san?
天気がいい
And bad weather.
天気が悪い。
Yes. Now, here's where the structure, how is, comes in so good. Takase-san, what is the structure for how is?
どうですか?
And, again, we're going to need the wa for this, so...
はどうですか?
Then we have the weather, and we have the possessive no. Say today we're in Tokyo, but tomorrow we're going to Kyoto. We can ask somebody...
明日の京都の天気はどうですか?
もう一度ゆっくりお願いします。
明日の京都の天気はどうですか?
How is the weather tomorrow in Kyoto? So now we're getting a wide range of questions. We're asking how the weather is tomorrow, how it is today. Plus, we can even ask about destinations we're going to. Ooh, you're going to be a weather maven by the time you're done with this class.All right, but now we're asking, and then maybe the weather's good, which is?
天気がいい。
Or maybe the weather's bad, which is?
天気が悪い。
All right, so what we're going to do now is give you a little sample. Yoshi-san again will speak to the clerk. All right. You know what, Takase-san? You've saved up your money from all those days of clerking, and now you're on vacation.
Yay!
Now, Yoshi-san, what kind of job should we give him?
Taxi driver?
No, too good for you. Give you... okay, You're the newspaper delivery
okay.
guy.
Right.
So Takase is in Tokyo today, tomorrow, and then the day after, she'll be on her way to Kyoto. And she wants to know the weather for every single day. Now, Yoshi knows because he's the weather guy. You're the weather guy from TV.
Okay.
All right. That's what you are. So you're the weather guy from TV, and Takase sees you in the restaurant. She wants to know the weather for today in Tokyo, tomorrow in Tokyo, and the day after in Kyoto. So, okay. Here we go.
Ah, お天気おじさんだ。
お、こんにちは。
すみません。今日の天気はどうですか？
今日は雨です。
明日の天気はどうですか？
明日も雨です。
あさっての京都の天気はどうですか？
あさっての京都の天気も雨です。
Rainy girl. Ah, we have something to tell you about that. But we're out of time. Plus, if you're wondering why it's raining every day, we haven't introduced the word for nice weather or sunny yet. So we're going to turn this into a two-part series again. So we'll be back next week with more weather. Now, again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There, we'll have some questions for you. We'll have some other things. More about weather. Stop by the Learning Center, plus the PDF. Gotta stop by. So, see you there, and be sure to leave us a post.
また明日。
またね。